Listener's discretion is advised.
Thanksgiving to all the parties who are listening here tonight on this Thanksgiving edition of Random Stuff. You know, it's the first time I got to do a Thanksgiving episode on this podcast because come to find out I have more time than I thought. Of course, this is also the Thanksgiving break and also 2 days away from having one last regular season college football game for Fresno State as they go to Snapdragon Stadium at San Diego, California to face San Diego State football. And by the way, Fresno State still has the oil can, so they'll try to defend it and finish off a season with a win. However, they don't have any more chances of going into the Mountain West Championship to defend or going back to back. It could be either UNLV versus either Air Force, Boise State, or San Jose State. It's either of those three that might face UNLV at Allegiant Stadium, which they share with the Las Vegas Raiders. Now, speaking of championship, earlier this November, Cup Series Championship, the Xfinity Series Championship, and the Truck Series Championship was clinched by a driver who drove a Ford. Ben Rhodes took the Truck Series Championship on Friday night. Saturday night, Cole Custer won the race and the championship. First time Stewart Haas Racing got an Xfinity Series Championship for that one. And of course, November 5th, Sunday, it was Ryan Blaney. Also, the first time that a Cup Series champion was clinched without winning a race for a playoff driver. And by mean playoffs, I mean Ross Chastain won the race, the last race of the year, to cap up the 75th season of NASCAR. And here is Ryan Blaney's on-track interview after becoming the champion in the NASCAR Cup Series.
Rick, not only did the flag barely survive the burnout, the car barely survived the burnout as well. Almost wall contact, almost a fire as well. That belongs to you as a Cup Series champion, Ryan Blaney. What a rough pit stop. You somehow put the team on your shoulders. An incredible battle with Kyle Larson. What did you say to yourself before that final restart, Ryan?
Just time to go to work. You know, I mean, we did a good job of getting where we needed to be, and those guys had two good pit stops, so just need to go to work, and, you know, hoping our car was good enough, which it was. So just so proud of this team. What an unbelievable year. What an unbelievable playoffs for us. To win back-to-back cup titles for Mr. Penske, that's so special. And to have my family here winning my first cup title, I got emotional in the car. I'm not a very emotional guy, but so cool. Thank you guys for coming. I hope it was an awesome show. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, appreciate Menards, Special Boy Ford, you know, Worth, Advanced Auto Parts, Body Armor, Dex Imaging, Knopf, Capgemini, Wabash. Everybody makes this possible. John Menards here, so that's so cool to get him a championship, and can't wait to celebrate with my guys.
We could hear all the emotion on the radio, Ryan. What was going through your mind on those final few laps?
No yellow. Didn't want a caution, and Once I got to the white, you know, felt pretty good about it. Just about getting there and finishing it off. So, yeah, I just didn't want to yellow. Luckily, everyone kept it straight, and we were going good. But I want to shout out also Kyle and William. That was fun racing those guys all day, and the 20 Bell. Unfortunately, he broke. But racing those two guys at the end there, racing clean, that's what racing's all about. So that was a lot of fun.
Mid-season, maybe even early in the playoffs, how improbable did this championship seem, Ryan?
Well, you never want to count yourself out, you know. I mean, I think in the summer, you know, we were struggling a little bit, but we never gave up, and we just went to work. And I've said that all week. Like, this group goes to work, and they figure out problems. That's why they're such an amazing group to be with the Team Penske folks, because they just put their head down and do the work and accept the challenge, and that's what they did. So it's not happenstance. We started running so good during the playoffs. It was a lot of hard work by a lot of amazing men and women over at our race shop, and I can't thank them enough for that. And they deserve this just as much as you know, the guys who travel here, as much as me. They're just a big part of it.
And let's give the driver some credit as well. He put the team on their shoulders, got up through the field, and Ryan Blaney is a NASCAR Cup Series champion.
Once again, congratulations to Ryan Blaney on his championship win. Of course, Team Penske went back-to-back, and the only ones that won a championship in the next-gen car. Now, speaking of the winner of the race, Ross Chastain actually did got a TV interview on NBC. Some people who just decided to turn off the damn TV after the championship was crowned were bitching and moaning about Ross Chastain not getting an interview. Well, it's not the first time. I mean, the Truck Series, you know, they've had Victor Lane interview from a race winner after the championship was crowned, and it happened the first time in the Cup Series. So here is the Victory Lane interview that Ross Chastain had with NBC's Dave Burns.
Right here in Victory Lane, tell us what this day means to you, because no one does this. No one beats the championship four.
Has it ever happened, Dave?
I don't believe it's ever happened.
I don't believe it's ever happened. We did something else that's never been done before. For everybody on this World Ride Express team, the Global Trans and Unishippers, this vision for Trackhouse and what this was goals like this, and they were lofty. And it started with Advent Health and the Moose Lodge believing in me, coming over to Trackhouse, and then Kubota Jockey coming on board, filling out our season. Now, obviously, next year with Busch Light, the AB brand, you know, I couldn't think of anything I would want to do more is to try to be like Kevin Harvick, and racing him early in the race was bucket list. Little kid in me racing that 2005 GameCube game. I drove as a 29 GM Goodwrench car, and now I'm driving a Chevy for GM Victory Lane, a Camaro. So, yeah, I am beside myself that we were able to do that. That last caution, we were really tight, and it saved us. And Phil Surgeon and this group at Trackhouse, all of our GM support staff, sim staff, and everybody at Trackhouse somehow came up with a way to make this thing turn, and we drove off into the sunset.
Well, well done. Enjoy the offseason with a win.
Well, there you have it, folks. The Ross Chastain Victory Lane interview that he had after he won the race, the last race of the 2023 75th Diamond season of NASCAR. And, wait, what's that? Oh, I know it's Thanksgiving. Wait, what now? Fucking appetizers, man. Oh, well, we got a breaking news to share on this Thanksgiving edition of the breaking news edition of Meanwhile called
Breaking Meanwhile.
Breaking Meanwhile. I forgot to mention about Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving is where people come together, get fat, and of course watch sports and Thanksgiving parade. And speaking of Thanksgiving, let's travel back to 1992, Saturday Night Live with former cast members Kevin Nealon and Adam Sandler. Now, Kevin Nealon, who when he was a cast member of SNL, also was the anchor of the Weekend Update. And, we'll let Kevin Nealon take care of this one.
Tonight we start what we hope will become a Weekend Update tradition. Every Thanksgiving from now on, a different SNL performer will compose and sing an original song to commemorate the holiday. We couldn't think of a better person to begin this tradition than our own Adam Sandler.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you.
All right, Adam, are you ready?
Yes, I am, Kevin. I've
worked all week on my song, and I hope you'll be entertained and a little moved. Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey, 'cause it's good. Love to eat the turkey like a good boy should. 'Cause it's turkey to eat, so good. A turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat turkey in a big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey, turkey D, turkey, turkey dap. I eat the turkey and I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey with the gravy and the cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded down a strawberry. Turkey for you and a turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave the girl BD. I used to go to camp at Lake Winnipesaukee. Come on, Kevin.
Oh, okay. Oh, it'll be fun.
Okay.
A turkey for me and a turkey for you. Let's feed the turkey in a big brown shoe. Turkey lead me and a turkey lead W. I want to eat the turkey with a lot of stuffing. Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Oh, turkey with the girls and a turkey with the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroys. Gobble, gobble, gee, and a gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey could only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving.
Well, there you have it. Adam Sandler's Thanksgiving song featuring Kevin Nealon, and that's news to him and news to him. Both Kevin Nealon and Adam Sandler, that is. And after this brief ad, we continue our primetime Thanksgiving edition of Random Stuff with some segment that will probably irk you a lot. So stay tuned, folks, on this Thanksgiving edition of Random Stuff, Season 4.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message. Friends, we're battling historic drought. The water waste is so damaging to the environment. So I'm reversing our reckless policies towards showerheads. Too much water pressure is bad news for lakes and rivers and you and me. You don't want water blasting out of your showerhead. You'll wind up on your ass, man. That comes to slick, Jack. We're all getting older and afraid of taking a bad spill in the tub. It's why I'm also pushing for lots more safety bars in the shower. Catch you when you're going down. One of them little doors on the tub. So you don't keel over when your knees are acting up. Fall like that'll kill you. And when your hip's bugging you, you get your own nurse to sponge you off. I'm President Joe Biden, and we'll leave the light on for you. So you can kick back, relax, and pee in the tub.
That seems like a weird way to stay warm.
Doofenshmirtz Stable Incorporated.
And we back, folks, on this Turkey Rush edition of Random Stuff and the In Your Face, other than the New Year's edition version. Now, we're going to veer away from Thanksgiving and segue on to a segment once ran by Stephen Colbert during Donald Trump's European tour called...
Why in the world is Donald Trump?
Well, in this Thanksgiving edition of the Why in the World is Donald Trump segment is where we get to pick up where we left off over a month from now, as we recap some of the stuff involving Trump, including where he was once again a no-show for the Republican presidential debate, and the third presidential debate only have 5 candidates remaining. That was before Tim Scott decided to drop out of the presidential race. And here was a bit of a recap from Jimmy Go back on November 9th, Thursday. Actually, it was November 8th, because November 8th was the third presidential debate. And after that, Kimmel decided to recap it right now.
Did you watch the Republican presidential candidates tell all last night? Not a ton of people did. It was Chris Christie, Tim Scott, Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, and Vivek Ramaswamy, who is just a weird, unlikable cartoon character of a person, and not too swift either. Vivek did one of the dumbest things a candidate can do. He took an unprompted shot at one of Nikki Haley's kids.
Mr. Ramaswamy, you campaign on TikTok. How do you get TikTok banned if you use it?
Well, I want to laugh at why Nikki Haley didn't answer your question, which is about looking at families in the eye. In the last debate, she made fun of me for actually joining TikTok while her own daughter was actually using the app for a long time. So you might want to take care of your family first.
Leave my daughter out of your voice.
Leave my daughter out of your voice. It's like, sounds like the first draft of what Will Smith yelled at Chris Rock. And then things got even Ramaswamier from there.
The next generation of Americans are using it, and that's actually the point. You have her supporters propping her up. That's fine. Here's the truth.
You're just
the easy answer.
You're just scum. Not exactly I knew John Kennedy and you're no John Kennedy, but we got the point. He's just scum. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis didn't say a whole lot last night, but he was up bright and early for Fox and Friends. You know, Ron has been told he needs to smile more. He always says he has a look of intense constipation on his face at all times. So he's trying very hard now to come across as human.
Fresh off the GOP debate just hours ago, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis joins us now. Governor, I don't know if you have a monitor there. Governor Ron DeSantis, thanks so much. Best of luck the rest of the way. I know you're digging in Iowa. Appreciate it.
Wow, you know, when he smiles, it really does light up a room. It's like, I never realized how much warmth he radiates. But Donald Trump was not at the debate. I'll bet this drove him nuts, though. Of all the topics they covered last night, they ranked them. Abortion, Ukraine, the border. Donald Trump was all the way down at number 17. He was the 17th most talked about subject behind Venezuela. He only got 56 seconds of love, which, according to Stormy Daniels, is just about all he needs.
Well, I guess Vivek Ramaswamy is trying to be Chris Rock all of a sudden, and Nikki Haley being the PG version of Will Smith. Nikki Haley would have also said, "Keep my daughter's name out your fucking mouth," if you know what I'm saying. But let's now shift to where was Donald Trump during all of this third presidential debate? Well, he was out there rallying again. Kimmel has that one too.
Donald was not at the debate. He was busy hosting his own event about 30 minutes down the road, and his opening act was none other than one of America's all-time favorite sitcom moms. I'm sorry, Roseanne, could you speak up? Some of the folks in Puerto Rico are having trouble hearing you. What a journey for Roseanne. And it's so great to see her back. And what a job she did introducing Don Jr.'s fiance.
Oh, here, the next person up here is a beautiful woman, KG. Kimberly Garfoyle.
Kimberly Garfield. never call her anything other than Kimberly Garfoyle from now on. That is her name. Thanks, Roseanne. All the scariest creatures from Trump land were on the bill last night, including his former spokesgoblin and current governor of Arkansas, Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
When I worked under President Trump in the White House, I saw firsthand a side to him that a lot of people didn't. A great boss, a mentor, and an outstanding father.
You know who hasn't seen the outstanding father side of Donald Trump? This guy.
And guys, I'm not pretending. Like, I get it. I know where I'm from. I'm the son of a billionaire from Manhattan. And if I go to a grocery store today and I'm pissed off, no, what does it tell you?
They ran out of Axe body spray? I don't know. They didn't have your Java-flavored Monster energy drink? So then Daddy took the stage to remind the crowd that his legal problems are really their legal problems.
Every time I'm indicted, I consider it a great badge of honor because I'm being indicted for you. Thanks a lot, everybody. I appreciate it.
Committed the crimes for himself, but he was indicted for us. He was indicted for our sins. And of course, no Trump rally would be complete without a little fudging of the crowd size. Trump said he was standing in front of tens of thousands of people, even though the venue only held 5,200 people. He's back to exaggerating crowd size. At this point, the only way for Donald Trump to draw a crowd of 10,000 is with a Sharpie. There were so many empty seats, you couldn't tell if it was a Trump rally or a Trump inauguration. But still, he had the people who were there eating out of the palm of his baby hand.
And your Congressman Carlos Jimenez, do you know him? Carlos Jimenez. Some people say Carlos Jimenez. Oh, you don't like him? Yeah. What's going on? Carlos, come on, Carl. Well, you got to get that straightened out.
Yeah, or maybe you have to get his name straightened out. Play that again, because the Jimenez part, this is one of my favorite Donald Trump moves.
Some people say Carlos Jimenez.
Yeah, some people say that. People like, oh, Carlos Jimenez, for example. People like that.
Man, Trump went out there, like, once again, when he said he's been indicted for everyone, and like Kendall said, he's been indicted for our sins and all that, but really, Trump is acting like, once again, he's a sacrificial lamb to everybody. And then also, Roseanne Barr just mixed up two words, Guilfoyle and Gargoyle. So maybe that's how she came up with Kimberly Garfoyle. So Gargoyle and Guilfoyle all mash up together like Dragon Balls going, Fusion Ha! Now, Kimmel sidekick Guillermo got to interview Trump and, well, here's how it happened.
Buenas noches and welcome to the Univision interview of Donald Trump. Mr. Trump, first question. Stormy Daniels say you have a chalupa that is very small. Is verdad?
I do.
Me too. It's okay. Okay. Next question. What would happen if you stopped eating at McDonald's?
They would be out of business. They'd be out.
Because you eat so much.
I do.
Me too. What about Melania? How would you describe your marriage?
It's a hoax.
Yeah, that seems right. I have to say, you look very orange today, sir. Some people say you look like an Oompa Loompa. What do you think of the Oompa Loompas?
They're energetic people. They have more energy. They're very smart. They're incredible people. They're passionate people. You know, it's always tough to generalize about people, but you can, you know. Some people say, oh, that's not good. It's not politically correct.
You're probably right. It is time to stop being so PC about Oompa Loompas. Great point, sir. Oh, I have another question for you. Can you tell me who's this?
That's Silence of the Lamb. That's Hannibal Lecter.
Do you know him?
He's a friend of mine. He's a tremendous man. He's been very loyal to me. I've been very loyal to him.
Next question. Who are these guys?
These are people that are very, very disturbed, very, very mentally ill.
Yes, they seem very bad and very ugly too. Anyway, thank you for inviting me to your very weird house. Before I go, I have a surprise. It is my honor to announce you have been named Mexico's 2023 Pendejo of the Year. You look great, sir. Like a real pendejo. You're welcome. That was my exclusivo interview with El Pendejo Número Uno, Donald Trump. Back to you in the studio, Tony.
Wow, Pendejo of the Year. Yes, or as some people like to call it, the Stupid Person of the Year, as some people don't know what pendejo means. But I think people should know what pendejo means. Anyways, that's it for this segment. But we get to listen to a song after that, but the song will be from one of the house band members. Actually, the leader of the Late Show house band, Louis Cato. So stay tuned for that, folks, on this Thanksgiving edition of Random Stuff.
Are you tired of woke brands cramming their liberal agendas down your throat? Then cram these down instead. Mr. Paul's Cisgender Fish Sticks, the antidote to the left-wing corporations who want to tell you how to think.
Wait, what's in these?
We start with 100% fresh Atlantic cod, then our team of marine psychologists.
Did you say marine psychologists?
Quiet, cook. Then our team of marine psychologists make sure each and every delicious, unsustainably caught cod identifies as his or her confirmed biological gender, just as Jesus tweeted.
I don't think fish can be trans.
Not in this box they can't.
That's not what I meant.
Mr. Paul's Cisgender Fish Sticks. Assigned delicious at birth.
I think it's a boy.
Yeah, taste the penis, Mr. Paul.
Back, folks, on this Thanksgiving edition of Random Stuff right here on this fourth season as we get into the music segment. Now, Stephen Colbert, the host of The Late Show on CBS, made Jon Batiste popular again. So popular that Jon Batiste veered away as the band leader of The Late Show and decided to go pursue bigger and better things, and now he has put Louis Cato on the spot as the house band leader for the Late Show on CBS, and now he gets to share his music to the world. Introducing him is the man that hosted the Late Show since 2015, Stephen Tyrone Colbert.
And now, performing the title track off of his new album, Reflections, our very own band leader, Louis Cato.
Forget about everything I thought I knew of love. It's all obsolete. Just to look into someone else's eyes and find that it's yours that you see. Redefined, complete. I wasn't ready for reflections when she came in my world. I was too scared to face my own fears, and I could see them in her. Smell that familiar brand of self-love with a gift that was drowned. Somehow I knew this would be different, that it would last for so long. everything you thought and you will. It's all obsolete. To look into someone else's eyes and find it's yours that you see. Redefines complete, it's unreal. Our women will bring the world and see each other do whatever. Challenges aside, every obstacle reminds that our souls remain aligned. Forget about everything we thought I knew of love. It's all obsolete. To look into someone else's eyes and find it's yours that you see. Redefines complete, it's unreal.
Thanksgiving edition of Random Stuff Season 4 after these words.
Have you found yourself in a little hot water and need a way out? Let George Santos help. Introducing the Santos Diversion Baby, the perfect tool for deflecting unwanted confrontation.
Damn it, Sandy, are you eating my yogurt again? Enjoy.
Here's how it works. When you're in trouble, simply contact Santos Diversion Baby, who will then overnight you a baby. When you're done, place it in the provided self-addressed box and mail it back to George Santos. It's that simple.
Before you're sentenced for triple homicide, would you like to make a statement? Oh, not guilty.
Santos Diversion Baby. Warning, we have no idea where George Santos is getting all these babies.
Of Random Stuff right here in this fourth season, and the very first time we've done it. Wow, what a way to wrap up. Now, I'm gonna have to go finish eating my turkey and watch some Thursday night football. And until then, I go back to sleep after that. But until then, folks, see you tomorrow, and good night, and big balls.